Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Breaking news. Zoltan Posar is back, and he is saying that the Fed needs to crash the stock market to control inflation and, I don't want to say benefit the economy, but bring the economy back to an equilibrium as far as the rates of unemployment. Let's dive right into this article. I have not read it myself, so we're going to go through it for the first time together. Zoltan, bring back the volatility. The Fed must engineer uncertainty to lower inflation, says Credit Suisse's Posar. He says to improve labor supply, meaning to bring people back into the, basically to increase the labor force participation. The Fed might try to put volatility in its service to engineer a correction in housing prices and risk assets. I mean, guys, this is, I haven't been saying this specifically, but you know well, I have been saying for months now, maybe the last year, that one of the main reasons why people aren't going back to work, why there's 10 million job openings, why the labor force participation is so low, because asset prices are so high. People don't have to go back to work. They're saying, screw that, pound sand. I just made $1 million in Dogecoin. I'm out. And I said that if asset prices come back down, you could see a flood of people come back into the labor market. The labor force participation goes up, not down. It goes up a lot. And then we have a labor shortage turned into a labor surplus. By the way, tonight's video, I've got a whiteboard video coming out tonight as well, two in a row. And the title of the video is Why Everyone is Wrong About Inflation. So you guys will have to check that out. But let's focus on this article. The Federal Reserve is caught in a bind. How does it bring inflation down while at the same time avoiding a job-killing recession? Maybe a better question would be, can it? Can it stick the landing? That's what they're asking. According to a noted fixed income strategist, the answer might lie with major rethink by the Fed is how it goes about business. It should generate enough volatility, basically through expectations policy. He's talking about probably the Fed just talking an extremely hawkish game, which might well encourage greater labor force participation. So assets down, purchasing power down, people have to go back to work. Bottom line. Zoltan, global head of short-term interest rate strategy at Credit Suisse, says historically the Fed used rate hike to engineer recessions that generated the slack needed to keep inflation in check. Okay, most of us get that. The Fed has been issued a new mandate controlling inflation, keep unemployment low. How does the Fed, I think it's a typo, then keep inflation low and keep unemployment low at the same time? The Fed aiming to slow inflation, Zoltan says, via a recession is unimaginable. Hikes today then are meant to slow inflation without a recession, which is not something the Fed has ever managed to achieve before. And this is another thing that I've been saying. And you hate to say this time it's different, but when we're looking at the last 40 years, it is. Before, go back to the Cerveza sickness, the GFC, the dot-com bust. You're dealing with an inflationary environment, according to the CPI, which is historically very low and going lower, disinflation. So sure, the Fed can come in and do QE infinity, and they can commit to $1 trillion a day in repo, and they can back up the corporate bond market, buy junk debt, and the government can come out and bail out the banks, and they can send out stimmy checks, and they can increase the national debt by $5 trillion. They can deficit spend like only your drunk, insolvent Uncle Sam can, but they can't do that with CPI at 7.5. Now, I'm arguing in tonight's video why CPI, in my opinion, will probably go down in most likely Q3, Q4 of this year, and I think it'll go back up. So I'm not saying that inflation is transitory, but it's not going up in a straight line. And that's, at least I don't think so. That's my base case. Obviously, there are only probabilities. There are no certainties. But everyone right now on Twitter and other places, you know, they're saying that inflation is going through the roof and it's just going to keep going up in a straight line. I don't think so. And especially if we have a decrease in asset prices, which forces an increase in the labor force participation. And we go from that labor shortage to a labor surplus. Exactly what Zoltan's talking about here. One way to lower service sector inflation, let's see, that bit of inflation it can control. The Fed is impotent in controlling goods inflation other than by engineering a recession. The Fed is impotent there. There, obviously, the government could get out of the way, but I guess the Fed in and of itself would be to boost labor supply. So here we go. How do you boost labor supply? You bring down asset prices. That's exactly what he's going to say. Exactly what we've been talking about on this channel. I wasn't saying that this was my prescription. I was saying the Fed should move forward with. I'm just saying that this would be a net result of their policies if they choose to raise rates 7 times and move forward with quantitative tightening. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist Show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. What's interesting too is that he's pointing out that in the past they could do this and now they can't with CPI, or it's a lot harder for them to do this with CPI at 7.5%. So equity market inflation, cryptocurrency returns are meanwhile said to be keeping the younger segment of the wage force at home. What? I think Zoltan's watching my YouTube videos. What? He's just repeating everything that I've said over the last 8 months. And he says they're Bitcoin rich and less inclined to work. Look at this. The dude's watching my whiteboard videos. There's no other explanation. Postar says one thing the Fed could therefore do to increase labor market supply would be to boost the short-term structure rates. The problem the U.S. economy faces, near-term bond yields are higher, while further out yields are relatively steady, meaning the flattening of a yield curve. Again, something I've been talking about nonstop. Postar calls the boost in market volatility to order to awaken the longer end of the curve. What? Come on, Zoltan. What is he's not saying what I think he's saying here. Postar calls for a boost to market volatility in order to awaken the longer end of the curve. Volatility is the best policeman of risk appetite and risk assets. Okay, how does that control the long end? That would do the opposite. I think they're probably taking, I don't think they're understanding what Zoltan is saying. He's way too smart to make that mistake. They've got to be, the author of this, I don't think, is understanding what he's saying. And then they're misinterpreting it with what they're saying and then putting his quote right there. It is true, volatility is the best policeman for risk, or one of, risk appetite and risk assets, but that doesn't mean that it makes the yields at the long end of the curve go up. If anything, that would make them go down. to improve labor supply, the Fed might try to put volatility in its service to engineer a correction in housing prices and risk assets, equities, credit, Bitcoin too. So I think that is, yep, that's the gist of the article, guys. Bottom line is, obviously, Zoltan has been watching my videos. That's the main takeaway. No, I'm joking, obviously. What we need to be cognizant of, guys, if the Fed is going to raise rates that many times, we look at the twos and the tens, we look at the flattening of the yield curve. If we get an inversion, most likely recession. If asset prices come down, we realize as rebel capitalists that the economy is dependent upon those asset bubbles. So if they do come down, keep in mind, that doesn't mean that we go into a deflationary environment. It just means that we might go from 7.5 to 8, but Q3, Q4, that might slip back down to maybe 6, 5.5, 5% before the government has to step in and quote unquote do something, and which case they would most likely have to do even more than they did before. Because remember, it's monetary heroin. That's what we did during 2008. That's what QE is. That's what they did. QE is not money printing, but psychologically, it's monetary heroin. And that's exactly what they did during the Cerveza sickness. And as you guys know, each time they had to do more and more and more and more of the drug to have the exact same effect. So 2023, if we get a crash because of what they're doing, the yield curve, etc., what Zoltan's saying, then you have this rush back into the labor market, the labor surplus, that creates more disinflationary pressures. Then the Fed and the government have to come back in and do even more than they did before, which then you go right back the other way and inflation skyrockets again. Pretty much exactly what we saw in the 1940s, which is what my good friend and business partner Lynn Alden has been talking about for the last 8 months as well. So that's what I think we should all be thinking about, definitely what I'll be thinking about this evening when I go to the gym. You guys enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And as always, make sure that you're standing up for liberty, freedom, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.